New logo, new theme, same great podcast. What's up, guys? This is the new, the revitalized edition of FNF Zone Coverage with none other than the Commish. You know, a lot of things have happened this year. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. At one point, I was not sure if I was going to continue this. As you all know, I did manage to do one by myself. But, you know, the playoffs, they sparked something for me. With the craziness of the end of the season and just the sheer power that we have in the playoffs this season, I just could not go without doing one. So I'm going to preview every single game throughout the playoffs, as well as probably do a little something off the wall, and having post-game press conferences. So the guys who have played, you'll be able to hear, you know, their standpoint on everything. But first, before we even get into the preview of the wild card, I just want to say congratulations to everybody this season. It was an absolutely amazing year. Congrats to the guys who made it to the playoffs. You've all earned it. Thank you for the support. Thank you for trusting in this league, believing in this league. And most of all, thank you for having fun and getting to know everyone. So let's start with the NFC. The Seattle Seahawks managed to clinch home field advantage throughout the playoffs. With their 15-1 record, their only loss this year coming to the Miami Dolphins. A little more about them later. They had a great year. Absolutely amazing. They right now would have to be the favorite on the NFC side to represent in the Super Bowl. The number two seeded went to the Philly Eagles this year. They were 13-3, losses coming to the Seahawks, the Rams, and the Giants. Rams, we will be mentioning later on. We already mentioned how great the Seahawks season was. So, they clinched a first round bye. Absolutely amazing year for them. We move forward to a team that was in the playoffs last season. More specifically, the Green Bay. More specifically, the NFC Championship, the Green Bay Packers. They managed to go 12-4 this season, which was enough to give them the 3 seed in the league. The conference, rather. Only losses coming to the Buccaneers, the Titans, two teams we will be mentioning a little later on. The Eagles, we've already mentioned, and a newcomer of the Indianapolis Colts. Their year wasn't as good as last year. They were undefeated in the regular season, but it's natural to take a step back, and it was completely expected this year. They still had a very, very solid season overall. That was pretty obvious considering they still managed to get the 3 seed. Speaking of newcomers, the formerly New Orleans Saints, now Chicago Cougars, are making their first trip to the playoffs as the Cougars this season. They were 12-4 this year, losses coming to the 3 seed Packers, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Chiefs, who we will be speaking about later, again, the Eagles, who are 2 seed. For this being their first year in the league, clinching 1-year division into the 4 seed in the playoffs. It's incredible. Not many teams could potentially do this. I really feel that this team is highly underrated and could potentially go quite a long way into the playoffs this year. Moving forward, the 5 seed this year in the NFC goes to the Los Angeles Rams, who went 12-3-1 this season. Lost coming to the number 1 seeded Seahawks. Again, another loss to the Dolphins, who we will speak of later. Another loss to the Seahawks, so they lost both of those division games this year. Tie with the 49ers. For this new owner, his first year in the league, did amazingly well. Gave him a chance, and I really feel like the Los Angeles Rams are probably the dark horse in the NFC. The Cougars, as I stated, are very underrated. This team is as well. They have to be my dark horse pick, though. I could see them pulling something out of their hat. Their biggest win of the season came from the defending champion, New England Patriots, who, we'll speak about them a little later too. But yeah, the Rams, I feel, could go very, very, very far, just as well as the Cougars. But just based on a standpoint where they're a wild card team, they would have to be my dark horse pick. Rounding out the final 6th seed in the NFC playoffs, it goes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Crazy year for them. First game was a tie. They managed to go 11-4-1 throughout the season. Losses to the Lions, division rival Cougars. The Los Angeles Chargers, who saw a brief stint with a new owner. I think he was there like maybe 2 weeks. And a loss to the 5-seeded Los Angeles Rams. Throughout all the turmoil they've had this season was just enough to get them in there. So congratulations to them as well. Now let's talk about the AFC side of things for the playoffs. Clinching home field advantage, number 1 seed, no surprise, the Miami Dolphins. As I said, they had a great year. 16-0, did not lose in the regular season, beating the defending champions not once but twice this season. Honestly, right now you can't get any better than that. New owner, undefeated, clinching home field advantage. Absolutely just crazy, crazy year for these guys. They did everything right and pretty much nothing wrong at this point. A surpriser clinching 2 seed just happened to be the Cleveland Browns. 15-1. They were shooting for that undefeated game. Lost week 17 to the number 2 seeded Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC side. Amazing game. They've had a crazy year as well. They've had a bunch of luck on their side, which has been absolutely amazing. One of, if not the best game of the entire season, coming from behind to take the victory. I fully intend the 1 and 2 seeds to go somewhere in these playoffs. Heading in the 3 seed, the Tennessee Titans, who were 13-3 this year, losses coming to the 2 seeded Browns, as well as we will be discussing the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs, so all their losses coming on the AFC side this season. Their weapon of choice this year has been none other than Derrick Henry. An absolute monster. The blip on the radar there, weeks 13 and 14, he was not available, which partially could have been the reason for those losses. Derrick Henry for sure would have made a ton of difference. But they still managed to pick up that number three seed, so they're sitting pretty right now. Speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs, they clinched the four seed with a record of 10-6 at that. I believe this record is the worst record for a playoff team this season. Losses coming to New England. They lost to the Bills, Buccaneers, the Jets, the Chargers, who, as I said, had a new owner for about all of 2 weeks, came in, wreaked a little havoc, and, just kind of left. Of course, they lost to the Dolphins, in a close one. Four seed, winning the division, still not bad. These guys were in the playoffs last year, losing to the Patriots in the AFC Championship, so maybe they can make some magic happen again. Speaking of the five seed, though, as we turn our attention there, is none other than the defending champions, New England Patriots, who, ironically enough, and this just shows you how deep the AFC is this year, they managed to have the third or fourth best record in the AFC conference, and they picked up the five seed. They are a wild card team with the third or fourth best record in the league. They went 12-4, two losses coming to the Dolphins, one to the one-seeded Seahawks. So three of those four losses coming to both number one overall seeds, and then a Week 17 close loss to the Rams. Where second-year quarterback Ryan Williamson just, I don't know, he couldn't get the ball out of his hands. Wide open guys, and he just decided to hold on to it instead of getting rid of it. Ended up being their downfall. They could, being the defending champions, they could potentially be and probably are the dark horse pick on the AFC side, just because a lot of people know the damage that this team can do and has done. I know it's not where they want to be, but as of now, it's honestly where they are. But hey, at least they made the playoffs with a shot at potentially being able to defend the crown. Our last seed is none other than the Baltimore Ravens. They made the playoffs, I believe, as a wild card team last year as well. I can't quite remember. I'm pretty sure. I don't even remember if they won the game or not, but they've had a lot of ups and downs over the last two seasons, but the fact that they have been able to make it to the playoffs both years is absolutely incredible. Of course, they had a little bit of help. Colts needed to win Week 17, and the Titans managed to beat them. And then they also needed to win their game, which they obviously did, in order to secure their spot in the playoffs. But absolutely incredible season for these guys. They did go 9-7, so my apologies. I thought the Chiefs had the worst record. In the playoffs, it does go to the Ravens. But still, 9-7, not a bad year. This team so far hasn't been great, but they also haven't been bad. You got to feel for them because they're literally just a couple pieces away from putting together a true caliber championship team. Hopefully within the next season or two, they can manage to put that together. But, it just happens. Sometimes it takes a little bit to get things together. That is the seeding on both conferences, though, guys, for the playoffs. Like I said, incredible batch of teams on both sides of the ball. Pretty much what feels like the elite of the elite in the league right now. Honestly, if I had to make a decision. I feel maybe the NFC will take it. Don't shoot the messenger. Just the AFC has so much depth. Not that the NFC doesn't, but the AFC has on just such another level. You almost had two undefeated teams this year. Plus, you've got the defending champions. I don't know, man. Should be an amazing playoffs for sure. Next, let's move on to the preview of the wild card weekend. Our first game slated is the Baltimore Ravens versus the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry's back. Pretty much all you need to know there. Last time these two faced off was Week 10 in Tennessee, where they will be again. Tennessee winning that game 59-28. So, let's see if Baltimore can manage to reverse fortune this time. As I said, like, Derrick Henry is just such a great back. I don't know. It's definitely gonna be tough. They do have Lamar Jackson though. And with him, anything can happen. The next game we have slated for the weekend is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Green Bay Packers. These two faced off Week 5. The Buccaneers managed to upset the Packers at home, which is where this game is going to be again in Green Bay. The question here is, can Green Bay reverse their fortune, or will Tampa Bay be able to secure another upset against the three-seeded Green Bay Packers? One of probably what is slated to be the best games of the weekend. You've got the Kansas City Chiefs against the New England Patriots. These guys have played each other three times so far in the last 2 years. The last time they faced off, New England won 59-41, which was Week 1 this year. New England's won every matchup so far, but this is the first time that the game against these two will take place in Kansas City. Now, whether or not that has anything to do with anything remains to be seen. But we know how tough New England is at home. They're that way every single year. The last time New England went to Kansas City, they got blown out. And everybody remembers the rant on to Cincinnati. Well, here we are in the playoffs, the fourth meeting between these two teams in the last almost two full seasons. Who will come out on top? And the last game for the weekend is the Los Angeles Rams versus the Chicago Cougars. As I said earlier, Cougars' first playoff game in their franchise. And I doubt it's at home. Should be an amazing, amazing game between these two teams. As I said, I feel like both of these guys could go somewhere pretty deep. Los Angeles being my dark horse, honestly, of the two. Looking to see here. I don't know if these two. No, they did not. These two did not play each other this year, so this is going to be a fresh matchup for the playoffs. So it's going to be pretty awesome to see what happens here, because there's nothing that either of these two could have learned about each other from playing each other beforehand. So this is going to be a fresh game, and this is going to be absolutely amazing. Like I said, who knows who's going to win this game? I could literally flip a coin and I still wouldn't believe whatever the outcome would be. Hopefully the playoffs this weekend are absolutely amazing. I know I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully everybody else is looking forward to it as well. That's all we got right now, guys. So tune back in next time when we cover the post-game conferences for the wild card, as well as previewing the divisional round.